This is the BBC Home Service. How bother? Never mind, it's that man again.
It's that man again, it's that man again, it's the Tommy Handy Man.
As you have read in the pottery books, the perfume tells the smell of parting day, and blowing hard comes...
Mother's pride and joy, this is Henry Boy, for the truth of the wrong day. When trouble's brewing, it's his doing, the man, that man again.
Lo and behold, your Mr. Hanley got himself into a spot of, to coin a phrase, bother last week.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Just one of his comic wheezes which came unstuck.
He got taken, to coin a phrase, to quab.
Oh, they was only kidding. He and the copper only got as far as the local.
What? A prisoner taking a copper for a, to coin a phrase, snifter?
No, 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 the copper took him, if I know anything. He ain't back yet. Want to see him?
I'd rather, to put it brief, Scarper.
Ain't the boss back yet?
Not as I know. Unless this is him.
Gee, it is the boss, on a bulldozer.
Hello, Sam.
Say, boss.
Yeah?
What are you doing in that thing?
Well, I waved a red hanky for a taxi, and up came a bulldozer.
Well, what's that big scoop on the front for, boss?
Ah, that's a Judy catcher, Sam. I use it for picking up girls.
Girls, boss?
Yes, you know. Now, how can I describe them? Say you're walking down the street and you go... Well, the girls are the ones that turn round.
Well... Where did you get the bulldozer from, anyway?
Well, I got it on the Leslie's, the Leslie, the Lender, the two Leslies. I'm going to use it for my housing plan.
But where does the bulldozer come in, boss?
Oh, through the front wall, under the sofa, and out at the back. I'm going to clear away all the present houses and build new ones.
What sort of houses?
Oh, little tiny ones, you know, with just enough room to swing a wife. And Sam, when I get into Parliament, I want to be Minister of Reconstruction.
Reconstruction? That sounds terrible, boss.
Oh, all right. Make it reek of onions. Now, ask somebody to ring me up, will you? Thank you, Sam. Hello?
Was it his part of his law seeker?
Certainly, certainly.
Yes, but I want to talk to you. Can I talk to you?
Well, that's very awkward.
But I can't very possibly touch my address before.
I'll send the plumber.
What do you want, boss?
Well, he says every time he pokes the fire, his wife falls out of the wardrobe. Well, there's nothing like that in my houses, Sam. I won't have any fireplaces.
No fireplaces, boss? Gee, that's great.
Great? Now, say that in your mystery voice.
Gee, boss, that's great.
That's much funnier, Sam.
Why, boss?
Well, when you say it, you look like a clean-shaven prawn. Now, let's get on with these houses. There'll be tremendous excitement when they're open.
Did I hear you say they're open, Henry? Oh, yes.
Hello, Colonel. Was it you I heard singing Maisie Dotes and Boozy Dotes and Little Drums Make You Lively? Well, I was talking about houses, Colonel.
There aren't anything like enough houses, sir.
What, private or public?
Drinking, sir.
Oh, drinking.
Not enough to satisfy the ordinary requirements of the thirsty citizen.
Well, you ought to have a mulberry pub, Colonel.
Mulberry pub, sir?
Yes, one you can tow around with you. Anyway, not everyone's got a thirst like yours, you know, Colonel.
No, sir. It's the curse of the chin strips.
All right. I remember your grandfather. He used to wear rubber heels on his elbows to stop him slipping off the bar.
Yes, sir. Very good. Great fellow, my grandfather, sir.
Yes, he was.
Our family motto is, no heel taps for the chin straps.
And your father, Sir Stagger Chinstop, he had another motto. Look before you laugh.
Oh, why was that, sir?
Well, one day when he was breaking in a tankard, he swallowed a flagon fly.
I say, if Hitler had done that, he would have said, our kimmel.
A kimmel? Oh, excellent liqueur. Yes,
well,
have a good idea. Thank you very much. Yes, yes, yes.
Down with any spawn of Hitler's.
Up with the merry license, Hitler's. Well, I'm a busy man, Colonel. You'll be popping in again, won't you?
Certainly, sir. I'll be seeing you in all the bars of licensed houses.
Wonderful, boys, eh? He's got a marvellous voice. I don't know whether he sings like Walter Wallop or Tank Bitterton. I can't remember. But he certainly doesn't sing like Harry Milkman.
Mr. Hanlip?
Humming.
Come here at once.
I'm coming to nurse you.
What's that?
I said bother at Kershaw.
What?
Well, I got it the wrong way round, I'm sorry.
Got what the wrong way round?
My shirt. Look, I'm about to tuck my tie in the back of my pants.
Can't you talk sense?
I'm a proper puppet in your presence, my pretty puppet.
Don't be childish.
Now, come off your high chair and let's play something.
I haven't come here to play.
Then let's go outside.
Idiot. It's raining.
Is it? Oh, well, we can play Ludo under a cow. Nice and dry.
Mr. Handler, what's going to happen to this bank?
It's going.
Going?
Gone. Sold to the lady with a patent leather neck. Now, where shall I send it?
Rubbish.
That'll be a bob extra. No, my little ladybird, I'm going to build houses.
But what about the paper?
That's going.
Going?
Gone. Sold to the lady chewing the crowbar.
Oh, are you aware that the country wants 2 million houses?
2 million and 1.
Why the one?
Our love nest, mon désir.
Mine would be out too, sir.
Get out of here, Colonel.
I'm sorry.
This is the end. I'm going.
Going? Gone. You've been listening to Goulash in the Yard. Produced by Val Gooseflesh and Martin C. Webfoot. The narrator was Henry Anley. Well, now I must get on with my plan.
Oh, excuse me. May I bring my pigs in here?
Well, I don't think this room's fit for pigs. Smell it out, Sam. Now, sir.
I want you to listen carefully while I shake one of the pigs. Can you hear anything?
Not a sausage.
And now the other one. Hear anything?
Not a pork pie.
Oh, bother.
Who is that, boss?
He's a farmer. Somebody told him there was money in pigs.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
You get too many queer people in here.
You're quite right, Sam. We ought to have a few more chairs.
I see.
Ah, good morning, sir. Take a chair, will you?
Thanks awfully. I will. Goodbye.
There you are. Sam, I told you we wanted more chairs.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Take a seat.
Thanks. I'll have the sofa.
Righto.
Good morning.
Good morning. Say, Sam, we'll have to sit on the carpet.
Good morning. Can I practice my dance?
Certainly. Take the floor.
Oh, thanks very much. I will.
Good job we're standing on ceremony, Sam. Now, go out and chop me down a tree.
Why, boss?
Well, I think it's time I took a bow. Now, where's Paula got to?
Here I am, Tommy. I've just come to take my leave.
Now, don't you start.
No, Tommy. Don't you remember this is my last appearance before I go out east?
Oh, yes. Well, there's one thing I've been wanting to ask you for 120 performances.
Oh, Tommy, really?
Yes. Well, I can't ask you before all these people. Let's go behind this screen, eh?
Oh, Tommy, you are the limit.
Now, Paula.
Yes, Tommy.
Well, it's rather...
Don't be shy, Tommy.
Well, all right. Tell me, is Phil Green your son?
Don't be silly, Tommy.
Well, anyway, Paula, I wish you the best of luck. And before you go, what about a little kiss?
What, behind the screen, Tommy?
No, no, in front of all these Boy Scouts here.
Mr. Handler?
Oh, you give me a pain.
What's that?
I'm singing in the rain. That's the name of her song. Give us a peck, Paula.
Mr. Handler?
Coming, my pretty poultice. Go on, sing, Paula.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. I'm singing, just singing in the rain. I smiling and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and hetter with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. Just singing, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above, the sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, have a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and sing it.
Well, thank you, Paula, and good luck to you in the Middle East. Sam, call a camel.
Okay, boss. Camel?
Where to, sir? Oh, where to, Paula?
Middle East, Tommy.
Oh, yes, sir. Taxi man, take this lady straight down Petticoat Lane. Pass the stage door of the Hackney Empire and turn to the left. And don't forget to send me a postcard, Paula.
Excuse, please, mister?
Good Lord, it's alley-oop in the nose bag.
I send you a pretty postcard, Egyptian mummy. Oh, lummy.
All right, Ali. Don't send them to my home address. Send them to the club. Well, goodbye, Paula. You're quite safe now. You're in bad hands.
All right, all right.
We go, we come back.
I bet she gets off at King's Cross to see a flat door shut properly. Now, no more interruptions. I must get out the plans for my model home.
Ah, Mr. Randall Goods, for you I have written something which will interest your radars.
Well, I've already got one.
No, no. This is all about the big fidget.
Fidget? How do you spell it?
F-I-G-H-T. Fidget.
Then, tell me, what does M-I-D-G-E-T spell?
Might.
By Jove, he's rigid.
Well, this fight was a noodle match.
Noodle match? Sounds like a shindy in a Chinese restaurant.
One of the fighters wore tartan trousers because he was a sketchman.
A sketchman in cartoon trousers? Tom Webster drawing on his pants. Who was the other one?
Oh, he was a large clockney.
Large clockney? Oh, Big Ben, I suppose, that's it. No, so-so, I'm too busy to listen.
Oh, but this cannot wait. Just let me read the first parachute.
All right, let it rip.
Listen. The gong sounded. Both fighters sprang to the center of the ring.
Ring.
Wrong.
Ring.
Wrong.
Special arrangement by Anvil Angers. Well, go on, so-so.
First, Kid Kong landed a vicious uppercut.
Was the other fellow mogified?
Yes, yes, the scratchman retabulated.
I see, and brought the mouse down, eh?
Then, in the center of the ring, they exchanged punches.
What? They swapped tummies? I bet that got a belly laugh.
It was a dong ding bottle.
Dong ding? Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, we gallop along. There it is, my wedding.
You've been listening to an excerpt from Raymond's Glad Wedding. Later on, Paddington Tallboy will describe the ring contest blow by blow.
Oh, Mr. Olmia, please let me furnish my report. In the next round, Kid Kong smashed a blow right in the solar system.
Now, you mean deep in the heart of Plexus. Well, I can't listen to any more so-so. Leave the report on my desk.
But do you not think it is a fine piece of Germanism?
I think it's a lot of cologne.
Ah, you are too kind. Arrivederci.
Well, send it to the cleaners. You know, he's hopeless. He thinks badminton is goodminton played worse. Why did I ever make him my sports editor?
Excuse me, can I use your mirror?
Certainly.
I just found the skin food I've been looking for years. Really? Rejuvenating cream.
Oh.
You know, my skin's getting so dry lately that when I put on my foundation cream, it's just like rubbing lard onto sandpaper.
Well, mine's the same, dear. By the way... Don't look round now, but there's a pheasant on your head. To look at my kitchen.
I used to have a lovely skin, too. Oh. Like they say in the paper, the skin you love to touch. And look at it now, isn't it awful?
Yes, it is. Well, why don't you try that new kind of a rejuvenating cream?
Okay.
How does she look now, boss?
10 years younger, Sam. Try some more.
Now how does she look, boss?
20 years younger. Now a bit more. Get the pram, Sam. Well, now, Sam, I'm going fishing with a librarian. So I'm going to get you some bookworms, will you?
There's an American guy outside, boss.
American guy? Okay, Sam. Hand me my Rocky Mountain teeth. I'll talk to him.
Hiya, Haley.
Hiya, Walter. When did you hit the hay for this bunkhouse, boss?
Well, over home, I heard about this housing shortage of yourn, and I kind of figured Uncle Sam might lend old John Bull a kind of hand.
That's mighty fine. Mighty fine.
You see, brother, you take one heck of a time to build anything. We can build a battleship in a day, yes, sir.
That's mighty swift, Jonathan. Mighty swift.
Oh, I brought a few samples along, brother. How about getting together on this?
Well, as one coyote to another. It's just up my 42nd Street.
Well, I figured I'd trade one of my houses for a cup of your coffee.
Mighty slime. Mighty slime. Say, Mustang, how do you like this little old bird?
Well, I think your bootblacks is wonderful.
Mighty shine, mighty shine. Well, my little city slacker, everything seems kind of bunkhouse, so I think I'll go smack the straw.
Yeah, but I want to tell you something.
Well, I'm mighty busy, mighty busy. Come round some other time and have some apple, Joe, Jack.
Sure, sure. I'd like one now, though.
No, mighty fear, mighty fear. My tea's getting cold.
What language are you speaking, boss?
Well, that's my impersonation of Bob Hope talking English. Well... I'd better get some furniture together.
Can I do you in there, sir?
Levy, Mrs. Mopp in a khaki chemise and battle tights. Have you joined in, sir?
Oh, I know all the answers, Mr. Dog. I think it's time I went overseas.
Well, are you a good sailor, Mrs. Mopp?
No, sir.
Well, never mind. One good heave and it's over.
I've joined UNRWA, sir.
How?
I'm going to clean up Germany.
Clean them up, eh? Well, you better be careful. Don't let them soft soap you. I should take that rolling pin studded with tin tacks if I were you.
I'm sure there's a lot of old soldiers in Europe who'd like me to liberate them, sir.
I bet they would, you crafty old camp follower. Well, what put this idea into your head?
Oh, I hardly like to tell you, sir.
Oh, go on. But don't whisper. When you do, all I can hear is the thunder of your gums.
Well, sir... I met a gorgeous general last night.
Surely it wasn't the doorman from the plaza. Tell me, what was his name?
I don't know, sir, but he had a great big black moustache.
That'll be Charlie Shadwell going home to frighten the baby.
Oh, he's a lovely man, sir.
Is he?
He's got a piece of glass in his eye.
Well, did you wet the corner of your hanky and get it out?
No, sir.
Oh, I see.
Oh, he's an awful old officer.
I suppose he gave you a general's farewell.
What's that, sir?
Well, it's a soldier's farewell with red tabs on.
He was ever such a gentleman, sir. He always put his gloves on to wipe his nose.
Really? I suppose he kept his cocked hat on when he had a bath.
He lives in a caravan, sir.
Really?
But he said he had all his meals in a mess.
Well, I should think he would, trying to open a tin of sardines with his spurs. Well, I hope you won't be leaving me for long, Mrs. Mopp.
Oh, I haven't gone yet, sir. Before I go, the doctor's going to inosculate me. Here, what does that mean?
Oh, he'll only kiss you on your departure.
I've brought this for you, sir.
Oh, how disgusting. What is it? Some niffy-nappy nougat?
No, sir. It's a brigadier's blowout.
Well, well.
TGFN.
PTO, 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 PTO.
What's that, sir?
That's an acrobat asking his boy to turn a somersault. You know... She'd be the first to cross the Rhine if she had a ward of wings.
Can I play it now, Tom?
Well, if it isn't Charlie Mopwell.
Oh, I brought something for you.
Isn't that tuneless? What is it?
It's a musical meringue.
Looks more like a toasted trumpet. Well, what's it called?
It's called the White Cocaine.
Cocaine?
The White Cocaine, and it's arranged by Roy Douglas.
I bet old Charlie makes a hash of it.
What did you say?
I said, go on, Charlie, have a bash at it.
A sight for this American model house yet?
Sure, boss. And all the parts have arrived, and the American guy left this note for you.
Oh, that's very Grand Canyon of him. Certainly does things in a broad way. But hand me down my Rocky Mountain teeth again, and I'll read it.
Sure, boss.
What's this, dear pa? Here with house in pieces. Shuffle well and cut. The piece with the knob painted on is the door. No nails required. Use gum chum. See you at a later date, signed Elmer Nash.
Well, that's torn it, Sam. Now what'll we do?
Mr. Henley, Mr. Henley, Mr. Henley!
On behalf of myself and two brothers, what is it?
I bet you don't know what I'm going to say to you.
That's right.
That's right.
Only if he gets paid for that. Well, now, we'd better get along to the site, Sam, and try and stall off the customers.
There's a big crowd waiting to see the new house. What are you going to do, boss?
Oh, I don't know. I'll do a few card tricks.
You don't know any tricks, boss.
Don't I? Now, sit down, I'll tell you. Now, don't be fright. Now, take a card from this pack. Now, have a good look at it.
Yeah, boss?
Now, tear it up into little pieces and wrap them in your handkerchief.
I haven't got one, boss.
Well, use your sleeve. Now, how many cards have I got left?
51, boss.
That's right, you fathead. You've spoilt the pack. Now, come on, off we go. Gosh, Sam. Sam, the whole town's here. I'll just have a word with the master builder. When do you expect to finish the house, sir?
I'll have to ask me dad.
Good Lord, are you working on this? Why, every door will have a stone hinge.
But my son's helping me.
Well, which is him?
I don't rightly know. I got so many. I think that's he there.
What, the posh one with the eaten jacket and satin pants? Here, Dad's lad, how long will this job take?
I'll have to consult my Peter.
Lovey. An old Wilhelian. Well, can't any of your family ever give a straight answer?
That's a matter for family consultation.
Stop talking like the fourth form at St. Camimix. What does he mean, Mark?
He means you'll have to ask his dad.
Oh, this isn't getting us anywhere. Yes, madam?
I hope your new house is going to have a bathroom for every bedroom.
Yes, madam, and every bathroom will have a...
Mr. Handler?
I'm sorry, yes, sir.
Mr. Housey, Housey.
Yes?
Have you a room for me and my family? It is increasing by lots and pounds.
You don't want a house. You want a barracks.
Oh, guten Morgen, mein friend.
Good heavens, it's Johann Bull scratching his head with both hands. Tell me, what do you want besides a kick in the roar?
Have you any work for a friend of mine who is a good house painter?
Oh, him. Oh, yes. Well, tell him I've got a lovely padded cellar, and he can go in there and varnish any time he likes. That'll put pay to the anguish furor.
Anguish furor? No. I don't mind if I do.
Get out.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, what about this house?
Yes, what about it? What about
it? All right, right. Now, quiet, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you ask for a house. Well, I go one better. I offer you the choice of two different houses. Now, which of you would like to see the first house?
Well, we don't like to see the
first house. Right, all right, all right. Open the door, Sam.
What kind of an house is this?
What I told you, the first house.
The first house?
Yes, the second house starts at 9 o'clock.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley in Itmar with Jack Train, Dorothy Summers, Horace Percival, Dino Galvani, Sidney Keith, Fred Yule, Gene Capra, Diana Morrison, and Paula Green. The augmented BBC variety orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwell, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.